Good afternoon, Governor. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
What brings you through Ketchikan?
You know, this is the time of year where I like to check in with the communities and have been doing that. You know, we do that throughout the year, but in particular at the end of the summer, certainly in part because of our administration's work to bring back cruise ship passengers. Those efforts have been noticed and positively so. This is one of the better years, it sounds like, for local businesses in that arena. Again, we continue to fight for more timber for the area. I've made sure that the Marine Highway System is going to build those two Alaska-class day boats or ferries here in Ketchikan. We've been working towards that end. Lots of good news, and yet, frankly, lots of hope too. As I just got done with the tour at the hospital and saw again the potential for new operating rooms, new physician offices, and just new capacity for not only Ketchikan but Prince of Wales Island, Metlakatla, when it comes to delivery of healthcare. So those are some of the issues we've been hearing.
You mentioned timber in Southeast, which obviously is a huge concern here. Recently, we had representatives from the Alaska Forestry Association come speak to our Chamber of Commerce and talk about your plan for the Tongass, which would be to take 2 million acres of the Tongass and turn it over to the state from the federal government and then use that for timber extraction.
That's the ideal, and that's actually a recommendation that our administration got from a roundtable group of folks from this area. But frankly, we're facing a fight with Washington. We've got an administration there that does not want to turn loose more timber, that wants to deny access to the timber and to the Tongass. And so we're having to fight even for the funds that come from the limited timber sales available there on the federal side. We're having to fight for those funds because, as you know, with the Secure Rural Schools Act, the USDA recently took back funds that they actually gave us last February. And they did it in a way that I do not believe was in accord with the law. We're actually, and there are many states, a number of states who had the same thing happen to them with Republican administrations and Democratic administrations. We're exploring avenues to get the Forest Service, USDA, to stop that action because we don't want that to set a precedent for the future where they actually give us Secure Rural Schools Act funding and then take it back.
Another annual process that comes up every year is the budget. How do you see that process playing out this year, or what sorts of priorities do you have for this year's budget?
Well, so we're in a place where federal funding is declining, where oil production is declining. And we took some steps this last year with SB 21, the More Alaska Production Act, to turn that around, but that will take a couple years to do that. As typically, I would submit a healthy but yet a leaner capital budget, for instance, than I expect to pass, and be able to work with legislators on what they put into the budget. That's the way I've approached the budget every 4 years, along the last 4 years, is how can I work on a cooperative basis with legislators when they want to stay within the spending limit. And when they don't, then I have to take the extraordinary measure of vetoing funds. But that's been several years now since I've had to do that.
You mentioned the SB 21, which is the oil tax bill for people who may not be familiar with the legislative terms. There obviously is a movement to repeal that law. Senator Stedman, our own Bert Stedman down here in Southeast, he voted against the bill. So it's definitely an issue that people here are concerned about. How do you respond to the recall effort for the SB 21?
What it really comes down to is, do we as Alaskans want to be short-term in our thinking and live off of our children's inheritance and run up the credit card for them? Or do we want to take steps now that secure our future as well as our children and grandchildren? The More Alaska Production Act is about saying, look, there's a lot more oil on the North Slope, but we're not going to benefit from it as Alaskans. We're not going to get the jobs. We're not going to get the revenue for our schools and for our troopers and for our ferries. And we're not going to get any of that if we just sit back and try to grab as much as we can now when that's not competitive with the rest of the world. You know, the beautiful thing about it is that Econ 101 private sector economics actually works. We're actually seeing a lot more activity on the North Slope. Companies have already said, we're going to bring up X number of rigs. I think one company said, we're going to bring up two new rigs to the North Slope. Just that one announcement alone means there will be new production because those rigs are going into a field where there is known oil. So for anybody to say that, you know, oh, you're going to lose this much revenue, it's just not true when measured across the long term because these rigs will bring on new production.
Well, thank you so much, Governor. And
you.
Come back and visit us soon.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.